USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Talks on border security will get underway now that the partial federal government shutdown is over. The deal is just to end the shutdown and doesn't include funding for President Trump's border wall. Negotiators will now have 3 weeks to craft a border security plan. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was asked if the Democrats had a strategy that led them to this outcome.
We helped make it clear to the president, to the public, that the president was the one in charge of the shutdown.
President Trump insists he didn't cave to Democratic demands, and he reminded everyone, he said, if he doesn't like the deal that the negotiators come up with after 3 weeks, another partial government shutdown could happen in mid-February. He also said to Republicans to not worry because he can still build the wall by declaring a national emergency and use those funds instead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A polar vortex will impact a large section of the country next week. Meteorologist Brian Hurley says Chicago will feel the chill.
Colder air will come in on Tuesday. Temperatures are going to hover around the 0-degree mark. And then really, we're going to really feel the effects. Minus 17 Wednesday morning. Wednesday's high only minus 10. Another minus 17 Thursday morning, near negative 3 on Thursday. Friday morning staying below 0 in the negative single digits.
The Washington Post is reporting that even as President Trump was demanding a border wall, his company employed but has now fired about a dozen undocumented immigrants. They had been working for him at his golf club in Westchester County, New York. The paper says workers were told the president's company had just audited their immigration documents, the ones they had originally submitted, and found them to be faked. All of the fired employees were from Latin America. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King, who was stripped of his committee assignments for alleged racial remarks, attended a town hall meeting in Primgar. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
King says he's astonished the four words in the Times quote, white nationalist, white supremacist, can outweigh 20 years of public service.
20-some years of giving you my word every day, and not one soul has stood up and said that I've ever lied to you or misrepresented anything or given it to you in any spin that's anything other than what I believe to be the objective truth.
King claims his comments were taken out of context. In nearby Omaha, Nebraska, I'm Rick Vincent.
A major advertiser has decided to change things up for this year's big game, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Coca-Cola pulling back from the Super Bowl after an 11-consecutive-year run, opting to run a commercial just before kickoff during the CBS broadcast of the game on February 3rd, but not during the game itself. A Coke is a Coke is a 60-second spot that the officials of the company say will celebrate two brand values, diversity and inclusion. While Andy Warhol's name isn't mentioned on the air, the quote, a Coke is a Coke and no amount of money can get you a better Coke, comes from the late pop art icon, and it's the inspiration for the ad, which will run in the pregame broadcast just before the national anthem. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.